All right, so good morning, everyone. Once again, my name is John. I'm a compulsive overeater and a bulimic.
Hi, John.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me here today to be able to participate in my recovery and to be able to come and continue on a daily basis to hold myself accountable for the things that I have to continue to be aware of in my life. Really like the reading for today. The focal point that stand out for me is honest, balanced view of myself. That's difficult to do at times. Looking back, I think that was very difficult to do in my life. A little background of me. I come from a very codependent, opinionated Sicilian Italian family. For those of you who might be Sicilian or Italian or know those families, I'm sure you can probably identify in some extent to that. My family dynamics were very different growing up. And I lived a lot in shame. And I think that shame kind of continued for many years. Where it hindered my ability to really have a balanced view or to be honest with things. I learned very quickly to wear different hats in life, to be everything to everyone in a sense. But within that process, there was a loss in translation, and I never really extended an opportunity to really get to know myself. So because of that, I hid be between a lot, I hid behind a lot of vices and that quickly began to spiral probably in my early formative years of maybe 6th to 8th grade. My family, we were expected to be different people and to perform a certain way and there wasn't really a lot of things that I could really hide behind. And so it started spiraling in my understanding. And as an early age, I took solitude in the aspect of bad patterns and bad behaviors. I remember when I was younger, one of the things that I really enjoyed doing was, eating sweets. That was one thing that I felt that, it's one thing that made me feel good. Chaotic nature in my family growing up. My father was an alcoholic. My mother was a very codependent before she started her journey through her own recovery. And so there was a lot of chaos in the house, and eating Oreos was a solitude. Many people don't understand that, but I think what I love about this program is that I think that there's other individuals out there that can kind of maybe smile and have that understanding of how something as simplistic of that can, be an ineffective coping strategy. And it works until it doesn't work. And so, I kind of continued that pattern of trying to hide behind things and find, these different ways to kind of cope with life. I was not a happy kid. I acted out because of it. It was always, what's wrong with John? Why do you embarrass the family? Why are you not a good student? Why are you not good this and that? And so when you grow up and you don't have in your mental understanding a support system, when you feel that the ones that are biologically supposed to be there to support you, without limitations, are the ones that are very judgful. You You try to, I try to find other means that I could find that happiness. And, that happiness was found in not only in food, but really bad habits, habits that became a way of life. Fast forward around high school is when I started to gain weight. The sweets and all the foods that I would hide and indulge in started kind of making its grand entrance into body image. Growing up, I was a very skinny kid. I kind of contribute that to playing sports year long. When that kind of died down in my high school years, I started really comparing myself to others. I was looking, as a very superficial individual who I was. I looked at the outside instead of the inside. And so I saw those around me who looked a particular way, and they appeared to be very happy on the outside and always smiling. And so I felt, okay, well, something's wrong with me. Something's always been wrong with me. And so I started engaging in the process of binging and purging. And I did that for many years. It was something that I felt that I had control over. I had a lack of control in my life about anything around me. I just wanted, I don't even think I necessarily wanted happiness. I just wanted a sense of peace, a sense of belonging. And I felt that if I, on the outset, if I looked like my friends around me and those around me, that I'd be okay. I can once again kind of try to hide. That spiraled quickly, because those behaviors completely changed my further changed my approach, my thinking. Those thoughts turned into behaviors, and those behaviors formulated actions, and that became a way of life on a daily basis. Took me down an even darker path of my own alcoholism and drug addiction, and took a long time. I was on a lot of despair and the depths of darkness for many years. Food was always that one consistency. When the drugs stopped working, when the alcohol stopped working, food was always there. It was something where I kind of utilized it as a, I don't know, false idol, I guess, if you can say, became kind of my god of understanding for a long time, my higher power. It wasn't until, I was kind of put into ultimatums that, I needed to get help. But once again, being the people pleaser, get everyone off my back, become the manipulative person that I learned to be in my life. I succumbed to everyone's wishes, and in 2017, I kind of followed my father's footsteps and stepped into a 12-step recovery program, and I stayed around for a little bit, but didn't really do the program. Thought I could just kind of do my own thing. If I looked good on the outside, I was okay, and that was okay to everyone else. But I was dying on the inside. I was spiritually dead. And we all know what that happens if we come into a program and don't surrender, don't find acceptance. It took me out, and that was another dark part. I think those might have been even darker time than the years leading up to me coming into programs to try to help myself. And May 5th, 2021 is when I gave in. I surrendered, and I asked my higher power at the time that I'm ready. I had been an alcoholic since sophomore year of high school. I'd become a drug addict since sophomore year, and compulsive overeater and bulimic since even before that. And it took me almost 30 years of my life to figure that out. And so, I just recently celebrated 3 years of clean time and sobriety in AA, and I have about 3 years in clean time in OA. Haven't been thank you. Haven't engaged in binging and purging. I'm very conscientious of what I do today. I live in spiritual application of spiritual principles, and understand that if I see myself kind of getting into old habits with eating habits, I'm quick to check myself, and no longer what do I appear on the outside. I start having those thoughts that, like, you ate a little bit too much tonight. I'm guilty of sometimes telling my partner and my fiance in a joking manner, it would be nice if I kind of was able to throw this up. And I'm still sick, but I'm aware of these things. And the thought comes, and the thought passes, and I live more in an understanding of I need to continue to work on who John is on the inside. Because if I don't, it leads to spiritual death. And then that just leads to another downward spiral. Remember my grandfather always telling me when I was younger that life isn't easy. And it's there's truth in that, but at the same time, I and I alone make life very uncomfortable and not easy. Because I get stuck in here. The scariest place that I can reside in is between these ears, and I do my best to stay out of that. I practice, I do what I have to do. On a daily basis, I have to do a 10th and 11th, 10th, 11th, and 12th step, and I have to hold myself accountable for things. If I'm not in acceptance of things, then I'm already in relapse mode. And so it really opens up my eyes on what I have to do for myself. And sometimes I feel embarrassed about things sometimes. This is something that the program of NA and AA, it's I feel that it's more acceptable in a sense to my peers. And the aspect of OA, I'm just gonna say it's very taboo. I'm was very embarrassed of it for a long time. I remember opening up to somebody in the other fellowship about my struggles with food addiction and bulimic tendencies, and the response was laughter, and the response was like, you suffer from a disease that 14-year-old girls go through, and it couldn't be further from the truth. It's really sad that there's individuals out there that have that frame of mind, but it's okay. I can't control that. The only thing I can control today is that I'm open and I'm willing to discuss about myself. You never know who's trying to look good on the outside, but is just dying on the inside, like myself. And if I can be an advocate for change, a vessel of help to introduce that, yes, everyone deals with these afflictions. It doesn't matter who you are. We all suffer, and so that's why I love this program. I didn't really know about this program until I had met my fiance, and she was the first person I told about this, and it was such a freeing moment when I was able to verbalize. Like the weight of the world came off my chest. So I'm so grateful for this program. I'm so grateful for these rooms and the individuals I've met. I love who I am today. I still struggle at times with self-image. I'm not gonna lie. The mirror and the scale are like my arch enemies right now. It's like the nemesis, but I've done well with that. There was a time when I was weighing myself like 5 or 6 times a day, like after every meal, like, so what is that gonna do? Like, oh, let me eat a giant meal and go hop on the scale so I can just continue to be vindictive towards myself. I've really worked on that and understand that that is not good for my continued development as an individual in this lifetime and the man whom I want to be today. And I try to do my best to weigh myself once a month now, just to kind of keep me accountable for things. I take care of myself. I go to the doctor. I'm invested in my health. I'm invested in others. Today I have a life that I never thought was possible. I work in the field of mental health, and I'm able to assist others. But the beauty of it is, not only do I help others, but my clients help me. My clients help me hold myself accountable and understand that, I need to continue to practice effective coping strategies, and I need to practice spiritual principles. I need to live in spiritual application on a daily basis, or I go back to being that very lost individual. Today I have purpose. Today I have a life beyond my expectation, my early expectations and my dreams. And if you're struggling, you don't have to do it in silence. You have a support system. You have a family here. You have people that care for you. You have people who will understand what you're going through. So you don't have to do this alone. But thank you so much for letting me share. I'll go ahead and close it up.